Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Thursday, August 6th. It's another beautiful sunny day in Kent, and we'll be looking at all of the county's news, including local MPs having their say over plans to cut fire services across the county.
I think it is absolute madness when we're getting more extremes of weather, we're getting more fires. We had several fires locally just in the last few days. To be planning to cut the fire service now.
Conservation groups say they're horrified over plans to use an ancient Kent woodland as a quarry.
These areas, as we've said, are incredibly limited and they're irreplaceable because they've been around for hundreds and hundreds of years.
And a group of women from Kent are getting ready to swim across the channel 100 years after the first woman to do it.
My mind is just all like just a complete blur of being excited one minute and nervous the next minute. It's an extraordinary thing. It's a stupid thing.
All of that is still to come, so do stay listening. But first, let's take a look at our top story for today. Staff at a Kent hospital say they're being forced to pick up shifts in pubs after being hit with increased parking charges. Medway Maritime put prices up from £9.20 to £15 a day at the start of August. Some people have told us they now can't afford to come into work. Lucy's been chatting to Mia, who is a student midwife. She's been travelling into Medway Maritime Hospital every day for her placement and doesn't get paid for the shifts she works. The 19-year-old says the increased parking charges are having a big impact.
It does put a massive doubt in your mind because not only are you under stress academically, but now this just adds financial stress on top of it. And where I'm only allowed the minimal student loan, the money just disappears so quickly. And it's just this massive financial stress and burden that can come over you while you're already doing a full-time extensive course to hopefully benefit and fund the NHS. But actually, it just puts a massive dampener on the whole experience, really.
And you mentioned some of the other midwives had been talking about it as well. What's their opinion on it?
They are kind of just the same as me, really. They have other methods that they've tried to put in place for parking, such as a shuttle bus that you can get over to the hospital, but the timings of that don't work around our shift hours, and that's not completely free. And where you have to park for the shuttle bus is in a multi-storey car park. And if you're finishing late at night, you've got like people like me and other members of staff walking around a multi-storey car park at night. Like, that's not very safe, and not all staff members can qualify for a permit either. So they're all kind of just as outraged as all of us, really, because they have to essentially work an extra hour just to be able to afford car parking fees.
Do you think this could put people off wanting to join the NHS and, you know, to work for the NHS when you're having to pay this amount?
Yeah, 100%. I think when people go into the course, obviously they know it's going to be full time, and you throw yourself right into practice and you've got to do it. But then having to pay this additional fee on top of it when you're already in so much debt from going to university anyway, which puts people off going to university full stop, is having this massive debt that they're going to have. And now having to pay all of this parking on top of it, I think it's definitely going to kick people off.
Could you just kind of sum up overall, you know, your feelings about the charges and sort of how that makes you feel as someone who is trying to sort of go into the NHS and help people?
I think it's quite difficult because you're trying to, you know, like, I've picked this role, I'm trying to do something to, you know, help the NHS and get the numbers up, and I think it just makes it not as enjoyable. Like, I'm loving my degree and I'm loving it so far, but having this extra financial stress, I'd say this is the main negative dampener for me. Like, apart from that, I'm loving it. Like, obviously it's very heavy and knowledge heavy, but we knew that going in, but we didn't know about all of the car parking charges and having the increase, and it just makes you nervous going into, you know, second and third year, because are they going to put it up every year? Like, am I going to be, it's going to be £15 this year, am I going to be expected to pay like £20 next year a day? Like, surely that can't be feasible to anyone.
Bosses say funds will be reinvested into patient care, and they also have free off-site parking and shuttle bus services for staff. You can read all the details of this story by heading to the homepage of Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today: a man who tried to kill his ex-partner and her daughter in a knife and hammer attack in Kent has been jailed. Gerard Parkinson has been convicted of two charges of attempted murder following the unprovoked attack at their Swanley home in March 2023. The 64-year-old from Park Hill Road in Sidcup has been locked up for 28 years. A Herne Bay man has been jailed for suffocating his girlfriend with a duvet after she threw him out. A court heard Lewis Blake had been manipulative, controlling and aggressive throughout their relationship and flew into a rage on April 27th when it all ended. The 29-year-old, who had previous convictions including grievous bodily harm, has been locked up for 27 months. Police investigating drug supply in part of Medway have arrested a suspected dealer. The driver of a black Ford Focus was detained in Chatham Town Centre in June and Class A drugs were seized. He was released on bail but again arrested on Monday after being found in possession of more drugs. The 20-year-old is facing multiple offences and will remain in custody until a hearing next month. A Cliff man who broke into his neighbours' homes to steal alcohol has appeared in court. Robertus Petronas stole vodka, wine and Bucks Fizz from homes around the village between April and June this year. The 45-year-old, who lives in New Road, pleaded guilty to the offences. He's been released on bail until he's sentenced next month. Now, fire bosses in Kent and Medway will meet later today to discuss controversial plans to make cuts to services. The proposals would see the closure of four on-call fire stations, as well as the loss of some part-time crew members. Earlier this week, hundreds of fire brigade union members staged a protest against the changes outside County Hall in Maidstone. Faversham and Mid-Kent MP Helen Whateley was at the protest on Tuesday. She spoke to Ollie Leader from our colleagues at KMTV.
I'm really concerned that there may be cuts to my local fire services, particularly in Faversham. Part of the plans are to make there be fewer crews, that will be less support. And particularly when in Faversham we have a special animal rescue service, when that crew is off away, they often are serving the whole of Kent. We really need the backup crews, and that is what is under threat. I think it is absolute madness when we're getting more extremes of weather, we're getting more fires. We had several fires locally just in the last few days. To be planning to cut the fire service now, it's just crazy.
Ollie was also able to speak to Ashford MP Sojan Joseph, who was there to support the demonstrators.
This worries me because we had an average of 32 incidents every year for the last 7 years. Why fire stations had to deal with it? So it is worrying that it's about the public safety. I'm concerned about cutting the service. In fact, we should be putting more services in the rural areas.
But how would the fire authority afford this? Obviously, the concern is if they don't make these cuts, we could see even worse services, even slower reaction time. What needs to be done to ensure our fire services in Kent are adequately funded?
I have written to the ministers, and in their reply, they said, in fact, 4.7% increase for 26-27 in terms of money, and for the next 3 years there's around 12% increase funding for the fire services in Kent. So it's not just about the money. The chunk of the money coming from the council tax, that we are getting more and more houses built, so there will be more council taxes coming in, so we should be putting more service rather than cutting the services.
My gran grew up and lives in Wye. She sees wildfires regularly. Are you worried that we could see fires, more fires that are responding less to in the rural community around Ashford?
Absolutely. The Environment Audit Committee recently did an inquiry about the rising temperature, and the Met Office says the temperature in this part of the country is rising every year. So the rural areas are in more risk. We're getting more and more incidents of fire in rural areas reported. So why is a rural area, we have a railway track to come from Ashford, so any delay, every minute is important when a fire brigade arrive in an incident. So I'm really worried about the rural areas.
The Kent and Medway Fire and Rescue Authority are meeting today to decide whether to open the plans to public consultation. Now, this all comes as firefighters have spent the night tackling a blaze caused by an unattended bonfire in Maidstone. It broke out near the street in Ulcombe, and anyone in the East Sutton area is being told to keep doors and windows closed because of smoke. Crews are using four engines and a bulk water carrier to put out the flames. Elsewhere, a fire that broke out in bushes in Margate is thought to have been started deliberately. Crews spent more than 3 hours tackling the blaze on Dane Valley Road yesterday evening. No one was hurt.
Kent Online News.
Kent's going to get 3 new emergency mental health units. They'll be set up at hospitals in Medway, Ashford and Margate as part of plans to help people who are in crisis but don't need A&E treatment. Walk-in mental health centres are also due to open in high streets across England as part of a £340 million government investment. A report has found allegations of physical abuse, mouldy food and safeguarding failings at a supported living site for teenagers in Canterbury. Inspectors visited Valg Care Service in June and described the accommodation as unhygienic and in a state of disrepair. The 16 and 17-year-olds who live there have been moved elsewhere following concerns from Ofsted. The company say they're no longer providing the service.
Kent Online News.
A conservation charity says plans to turn an area of ancient woodland in Kent into a quarry are horrifying and must be stopped. Kent County Council want to use around 100 acres of oak and wood near Aylesford to extract sand, gravel and stone for new developments. However, the Woodland Trust say there's no justification for the destruction of the essential habitats and natural resources. I was able to speak to Tamara Ulyett, who's from the group.
Oak and wood, which is also known as balming wood, is an ancient woodland, which means it's been around since at least 1600. It's been woven into the fabric of Kentish life for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's the beating heart of Kent's social and ecological history. People have been loving and using this woodland for generation after generation. And it's that social history itself that's now under threat.
And just a bit more on the threat that we would be facing if the quarry expansion goes ahead. I mean, there's bound to be a huge environmental impact, you know, not just on the woodlands themselves, but just for the various, you know, animal species and things like that that live there. Can you tell me about that and what's at stake?
So because oak and wood is an ancient woodland, it is one of our most important and our rarest ecological habitat. Ancient woodland covers less than 3% of the UK's land area and thereby is an essential and incredibly limited habitat for a whole range of species, owls, dormice, a range of fungi, everything you can imagine. Essentially, there's a version of it that lives in a woodland and relies on the woodland for its habitat and its home. These areas, as we've said, are incredibly limited and they're irreplaceable because they've been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. Once they're gone forever, and you don't recreate that habitat just by planting new woodland. You've got to wait hundreds and hundreds of years before you even get close to what is under threat here.
In terms of climate change and what woodlands like this mean to the environment, what would the impact be there if the expansion were to go ahead?
I mean, ancient woodlands are one of our most resilient habitats that we've got. We know again and again we hear about the importance of trees for mitigating climate change on a range of fronts, from controlling flooding and drought to maintaining those vital ecological connections that exist throughout a landscape at a much larger scale than just the wood itself. We're talking about a nationally significant loss of ancient woodland here, so the loss would be felt not just within the county itself, but on a far wider range of scale.
So far, more than 26,000 people have objected to the proposals. A public consultation is open until September 10th. Work is due to start soon to turn an empty college building in Medway into flats. The University for the Creative Arts closed in 2023 and is going to be converted into 100 homes with rooftop gardens. The project is expected to cost £20 million. 500 people have signed a petition against plans to close down a market in Maidstone. Traders are currently allowed to set up stalls in the Market Hall and Cafe at Lockmeadow on Tuesdays and Saturdays, but the council's looking for new users for the site. Bosses say the area's not reaching its full potential, but insist they'll engage with businesses. A Kent Wildlife charity is calling for residents to oppose plans for 1,500 new homes in Sevenoaks. The development is part of council's local plan and is set for land near Otford Road. It also includes a community and leisure centre. The Kent Wildlife Trust say it will have far-reaching consequences for local habitats. A consultation on on the plan is open until September 17th. Bosses have revealed the opening of an historic seafront lift in Kent has been pushed back by a year. Work to restore the Lees lift in Folkestone began in January 2025 and it had been hoped it would be open this spring. However, it's been confirmed restoration of the Grade 2 listed funicular has been delayed and is now expected to welcome visitors in spring 2027.
Kent Online News.
As we mark 100 years since the first woman swam the English Channel, an all-female team from Kent are preparing to take on the challenge. Gertrude Odell completed the 21-mile journey in 14 hours and 34 minutes back in 1926. Now six women will be attempting it in a relay, swapping over every hour. Lucy's been chatting to Laura, Teresa and Sue, who are part of the team. Laura starts by telling us about their preparations for the swim.
There's an awful lot that goes into it, certainly more than I realised. A lot of it is about getting used to the sea and swimming in different conditions, and even just working with your teammates, knowing what each other wants and when. There's strength training that goes into it, you know, on land, and even what we're eating. There's lots of different things, and even behind the scenes, you know, the pilots and the boats and swim tyker, all the team doing everything, making sure the conditions are right for us, picking the prime time for us going. There's so much involved in it.
For you, Sue, I mean, how excited are you to get going and what does this mean for you?
at the moment, you know what? At the moment, my mind is just all like just a complete blur of being excited one minute and nervous the next minute. It's an extraordinary thing. It's a stupid thing. It's just, I'm just a complete mess, I think, at the moment. It's just the anticipation and the waiting is just kind of messing with my head a little bit. But no, all good. It's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess having that window and not knowing exactly when you're going to set off must be quite nerve-wracking as well. Do you have to kind of wait down in Dover for that whole time period?
They kind of recommend that you do, because you could get a call, you know, short notice. So if you're there and you've got everything there, you're ready to go and you're kind of calm. You're not an hour's drive away racing to get down there worrying about traffic and things like that. So, yeah, they do recommend that we stay down there if we can.
Do you know what the kind of conditions are going to be like? And I know, obviously, we've had a heat wave. Does that impact, you know, the water temperature at all or how easy it's going to be?
I think at the moment, the crossings at the moment, the sea temperature has been about 19 degrees sort of in the channel. So I think that's a good temperature. It's not too warm. It can be sunny, but it's the wind. It's the wind will be an issue for us. So, you know, we want a nice, calm day, nice and flat.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Laura, if I just come back to you for a sec, can you kind of explain how it works in terms of the relay and how long each of you will be going for and how the changeover works and that sort of thing?
Yeah, of course. So we each do an hour in the sea and then someone else will get in and we pass over and then that next person gets out and we just keep relaying. So the six of us will swap every hour until we reach France, basically.
And of course, as Teresa mentioned at the start, you're doing it for an absolutely incredible charity. I don't know which of you wants to kind of tell me a bit about Swim Taker and what they do and why you're raising money for them. Teresa, shall I come back to you for that one?
Yeah, they're an international charity. Well, they're a charity that put up international swim schools. So there are swim schools all around the world that are funded by Swim Taker, including the UK. Their aim is to reduce the amount of unnecessary deaths by drowning within young people. I think it works out that there's a young person dies every 90 seconds around the world through unnecessary drowning, which is, I think it's on like 250,000 people a year. And we've had so many people die in this country recently through drowning that it really hammers it home just for us at the moment. We come from an island. We're surrounded by water, constantly see incidents where people are being washed out. You know, luckily enough, we have the RNLI around us. So lifeboats are quite often going out and rescuing them, but not everybody is that lucky.
Yeah, as you say, it's something we've seen in the news far too often during the recent hot weather. And it, yeah, it's great you're raising money. Do you have a target for how much you want to raise for them, and how's the fundraising going?
Fundraising has gone really, really well. Everyone has raised at least £1,800. There's no upper limit. The more we raise, the more people that can be taught to swim, to have basic water safety understanding. So the more people potentially that the more lives will be saved.
Eight country parks in Kent are celebrating after keeping their green flag status. The award is recognised as the standard for excellence for parks and green spaces. Among those to retain the title for 26-27 are Shaun Woods, Pegwell Bay and Brock Hill Country Parks. And our sister station, KMFM, has said a big thank you today as the latest figures show more and more people are listening in. There are now more than 208,000 weekly listeners and the number of overall listening hours has also increased.
Kent Online Sports.
Cricket now, and Kent have suffered a massive defeat to Surrey in the One Day Cup. They were beaten by 95 runs at the Oval after the host scored 286. The Spitfires are now unlikely to reach the knockout stages after winning three and losing three group games so far in the competition. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. You can also get the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with exclusive stories and no pop-ups.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.